Kia ora, Kōwhiro Smith ahau. Nā mai ki te whare. Welcome to the house. It's obvious there's a lot of planning and thinking required when the normal order of the world is turned on its head. And the very first thing that Parliament did after oral questions today was some of this forward planning.
Mr Speaker, the provisions outlined in this motion are about the House preparing itself for the possible effects of COVID-19, just as we are asking the rest of the country to prepare for those possible effects. And I want to acknowledge the cooperation that we have had across the House in putting this set of rules together. This motion proposes putting in place a sessional order that will become part of the House's rules until the next election.
Perchance the Speaker had already chatted with Ira Lee about some of the proposed changes and other related adjustments during his Speaker's briefing prior to the House sitting.
What this does is help set up the Parliament for some new rules to come into effect, if necessary, some of them, and some of them relatively quickly. With COVID-19 to make, because obviously a lot of our practices are based on having a lot of people together, and that's something which probably can't go on.
Is this going to affect select committees at all?
Yes, it will. I think it'll be unlikely in the future, for example, that people will be able to wander into select committees and watch them at work. I think we're likely to have witnesses more being heard on by video link or Zoom or some similar arrangements, and in fact members are likely to be able to attend remotely to start with on a voluntary basis, and then if things got really bad you could probably have committees running completely remotely.
And how about the sittings in the House? Will that affect how the public can watch that?
Well, I think that fairly soon we'll get to the point where it's not appropriate to have visitors in Parliament to watch. Obviously people can watch it online on the Parliament TV channel, so it's not like the old days where if you didn't have people in the gallery you'd be accused of doing things in secret, so it'll still be absolutely public. But we're also almost certainly will have fewer MPs there in the future.
And there's also a role for assistant speakers, isn't there?
Yes. At the moment, we've got an arrangement whereby Anne Tolley, the deputy speaker, can act for me in all things, you know, all of my roles. And we've never really contemplated the possibility of sort of losing both a speaker and a deputy speaker to, you know, a serious illness at the same time. But just in case, what we're going to do today is give us the powers to pass on to the assistant speakers our roles and sort of out of Parliament matters if in fact we're both crook.
This sessional order allows the powerful business committee to meet virtually and empowers the speaker to let all other committees do the same. And importantly, allows the business committee to reduce the number of MPs from each party that have to be at Parliament for the votes of all of the MPs to be counted. Theoretically, that could allow Parliament to continue with as few as two MPs in the chamber, although, as the Speaker has said, there needs to continue to be the capability to ask questions of ministers. The Shadow Leader of the House, Gerry Brownlee, gave his party's approval to the measures.
It is pleasing that the near unanimity of the Business Committee is going to be the determiner of what will be the shape of any Parliament in any straitened circumstance.
The Business Committee includes MPs from all parties, and near unanimity means, in practice, that both Labour and National would need to agree to enact the reduced numbers. Chris Hipkins had earlier noted that under those circumstances, the government's legislative programme would change.
I do want to make it clear, if we reach the point where House activity and members' activity becomes significantly restricted for any reason, the government would be looking to cut back the business of the House to only what is essential. You've been